Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Sweet the sound, the same, a wretch like me. You got to move. Yes, he is.
He's calling on warriors right now.
Yes.
He's calling on those that you can't be scared to fight this war. Tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
The next second is not promised.
Yeah.
Your last breath is not promised. Do you know when you're destined? Have you been living a good life?
Yes.
Have you been striving?
Yes.
Trying to go in the right direction? That's where we at. No more excuses. No more excuses. No more fear. God don't operate in fear. He doesn't operate in excuses. This is why he has called you here for this time. It's time to be held accountable. It's time for you to give an account for your works. That's what I said. Recess is over. The bail has gone. It's time to handle business. Losing our children every day. Murder. Gang violence. Domestic violence. The question I have is, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? You one of them sideline Christians want to sit on the sideline and complain? Are you one of them Christians that's going to get up, tighten your belt up, and ball your fist up? All the time. Those are folks God's. Just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, no more excuses. Oh, I don't think y'all meant that when you said it. Say, neighbor, no more excuses. And no more fear. And it's time when you say it, I want you to ball your fist up and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. No more fear. This is how we roll in that new life. No fear here. We mean business. See, you see, the world is scared. They call them gangsters out in the community. I'm a gangster for the Lord. You didn't hear what I said. You don't hear preachers say they're gangsters. But I'm a gangster for the Lord. I mean, we go strong. You know, young people say we roll in five deep in the car. We roll in two. It's time to get yourself in order. Time to get yourself in order. Before I go into the mess this morning, I just want to thank you, Lord. Just day. Just worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Just thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
It's a step of the saint.
Amen.
You came here one Sunday and said, you was getting ready. Go to the operating. God brought you right back to his permanence. Devil wasn't going to have your body. He brought you back. You got to think. You got to think. Took me to the mountain.
Glory, glory.
Sister Christian. Took me to the mountain. Could have slid off the mountain. It was his grace that kept you. His mercy that kept you. Lord, help us. Enemy is trying to kill the enemies, trying to put sickness on.
Yes, he does. Try to kill us.
And folk with bad thoughts coming to do something to you. But I'm standing in the gap. Come mess with me. The big brother. Come mess with me.
All
right. Leave them alone. Let them live.
Yeah.
Lord, you have to, you can, I got to get through the message.
All right.
All
right.
Yeah. Give an honor to God and to our Pastor, can you wave your hand in his presence? Can we get a Lord a hand for this? Talking about a man been on the battlefield for 40 some years. You really know what it means to be on the battlefield. These churches want to teach you some imitation ministry. But if you're living for the Lord and ain't nothing happening to you, you ain't living right. Because if you're living right and doing right, trials and tribulations are going to come up on you. That's how you know you're living for them. It's not when everything is going. How do you handle yourself with things going back? Do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
Only when you have a bank account full of money. You have a couple of commas in your bank account. But when it hits the double O, now I'm calling on the Lord. Lord, help me now. Didn't know you when you had all them commas in your bank account. A real fire. Thank our musicians.
Yeah.
They sound.
Yeah,
they do. And they put some wear and tear on the organ. They're going to tune up pretty soon. But the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
It didn't say nothing about being on tune. It just said make a noise.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. Many people miss their blessings because you think you got to be on tune. He didn't say that. He said, us sharp. He said, worship me.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? Worship me. And truth. Why the motto of our church is pass the vision there together in truth backwards never. Why do you want to go back to bad stuff? Why? You pray that God clean you up. Get you off dope. Stop drinking alcohol. Why do you want to go back to God? God has the power to take rags and turn into riches. But you got the woman. You got the woman. I can want it to be, but you got to put the time in to live for the Lord. When judgment day comes, you on your own. Tell somebody. It is us. I said, judgment day comes, you're on your own. You can't blame me. I can't blame your mom. Can't blame that. Judgment is on you. God is going to ask you, what did you do on earth? How come you couldn't stand for justice on earth? How come you couldn't stand for that little child at school? We're talking about simple things. Instead, turn to the young person you got on the phone and started gossiping. Sound like church. I'm all right at home. This morning we're going to 23rd Psalm. Yeah, we're going to keep it real this morning. 23rd Psalm. So, this is the first month 2019. 23rd Psalm, first chapter. Somebody have that can find reading that. 23rd Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd,
and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored. He leads me in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though I walk, didn't say run, though I walk through, not out, through the valley of shadow. I will fear you, will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest, help us, Holy Ghost,
my head,
with oil. My cup, your cup, my cup, brother. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I in you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say amen. I don't think it can get no simpler. Huh? Don't ask for going to leap from.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. See, many of us here today don't understand that reason we don't have nothing because we don't understand who our shepherd is. See, we think sometimes shepherd is going down cockies. Hello? How many of you remember Snake Road? It's all right. Nobody gonna judge you. Just ask me, do you know what Snake Road was? Back in the day. That's when we had Afro bell bottoms going on at that time. Bring it all the way. How many of y'all been on Hucks? No hands went up. How many of y'all remember the Juicy Pig? See, that's not your shepherd. See, if you want to know who your shepherd is, you need to come out to the house of the Lord. So you can have real teacher to teach you that the Lord is your shepherd and you don't have to walk for nothing. But if you don't come into to the fold of God's people and get the real teaching about who the real shepherd is.
As we read
always want me to be comfortable. He can say to go out into to the desert and lay down. He said, go to the green pastures. I like a God like that, huh? That's showing me that. See, when you love something, some pastor teaches this all the time. When you love something, you're going to take care of it. Huh? So God is saying, I'm your shepherd. I'm going to let you lay down in my green pasture. As the young folks say, we're going to go kick. He leads me beside what? The still waters. And what else did he do? He restored my soul. See, some of our souls are so messed up. Now listen, watch this. Some of our souls are messed up. Huh? See, you ain't got to see a cesspool to know there's a cesspool around. Hello, somebody. You just smell it. There's something, some mess around here somewhere, huh? You know when people ain't right. Their spirit ain't right. Huh? Grandma said, when you see trouble, get away from it. But see, we've been bad today. Let's start out. Cheer back, huh? See, those that lay in the casket lay just like that. Want to be big and bad. All they know, young folk, there's someone better than you. A lot of folk down at the Belmont Cemetery, where they stuck their chin up. Huh? Instead of just walking away. We have to understand that being a bigger woman and a bigger man is not always getting a confrontation, but sometimes walking away. Let the Lord have it. Then it says that my book reads, he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley. See, many of y'all don't even know where y'all live. This is called San Joaquin Valley. God said, walk through the shadow of death. See, death is all around us. There's death outside the church here. Huh? But when you're rooted in God, that's why the song says, I shall not be moved like a tree planted. You got to have your roots planted right. You got to have your roots planted in truth. You got to have your roots planted in justice, equality, and liberation. Out of fear. You know, first lady always looks for. I'm a fool not to be scared. I'm just not scared. I'm not scared of nothing but God. See, when trouble comes, I don't run the other way. I run to the trouble. Because God has anointed me with oil to deal with the trouble. But see, if you're not anointed with God, you can't deal with nothing. Just the enemy is going to tear you up. Huh? That's why you just can't be hanging out with anybody. Huh? You got to know, Grandma told me, Master Wonder, he said, boy, you ain't going their house.
Yeah, okay.
I said, wait a minute, if everybody else going, why I can't go? You know what she said? Who you think you told me? I said you ain't going. You think you gonna question to me and I gotta give you an answer? Well, I just went over to the refrigerator, passed it, got ice and put it on my cheek. See, the old time teacher, we done got away from now. We tell kids up to today, they think we gotta give them explanation. I said you ain't going, and that's it. End of the story. Why do you think I gotta sit here and justify my reasoning for telling you not to go somewhere where you with the kids that got killed? We spend more time today justifying to our baby why God has put me in your life to guide you. I gotta give you an explanation. Am I right or wrong? But then if you go in there in the room and get a belt, we're going to let you know who's running the house. These kids today, they so smart, they go, I'm calling the police. My friends know I can call the police on you. And I mean, they would just stand up there with their shoulders on the back looking at you like they cross, like, do something. Are we paying the kids? I go to some house, I don't know who's paying who the kids. The kids are the parents. They telling the parents what to do. Where to go, when to sit down. Don't give me something to eat, I'm home. Kids sitting there watching Nickelodeon make telling the parents what to do. And the parents are so silly, they ain't doing. No more. As it reads, God and your staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you really know who your enemy is? I mean, really, I see folks like, why are they kicking it with so much? I hate them. Why are you over here hanging out with this person over here that's constantly gossiping about them? They out to dinner. You've got to know who your enemy is. Because the enemy is coming to do three things: kill, steal, and destroy. And the only way that you're going to detect who an enemy is, you've got to be rooted in God. Because the Holy Spirit will tell you there's something wrong with that person. All right, I'm on the line. If you're not connected to God, that's why Bible study is so important. Sunday school is so important, because you review conversations and you review going on today. And if the church cannot connect what's happening today to the Bible, we need to get out of that church. It's not even a church. It's a social hall. Because the real pastor, the real minister, is not going to tell you what you want to hear, but tell you the truth. Now, what you do after that, that's on you. Can we say amen? Can we say, Lord, it's good? You anointed my head with oil. See, many times we don't understand why you see people, the pastor, anoint people's head with oil. To give them some covering, to give them some hope, to give them some understanding. See, you don't have to come to the church to anoint someone's head with oil. You can be out at the park and put some oil on someone to say, Lord, have mercy on this young brother. Have mercy on this young man. Lord, I ask you right now. Minister Crystal told me, she said, Madam Harris, I was at the jailhouse, the courthouse. And I went upstairs and I seen this young man. The Holy Spirit told me to pray for that young man. See, you've got to be obedient when God tells you to do something. You can't be worried about who loves you. She was obedient and she went over to that young man and she prayed over that young man. Because God had already knew what was going to happen 30 minutes later. Mr. Crystal went downstairs and she said, Red Hat, I got downstairs and I seen the young man. But this time when I seen the young man, he was running like a jackrabbit. He had 10, 15 boys chasing him across the courthouse park. Because she prayed and anointed his head with oil. It was an opportunity for that young man that God put his angels over the young man to protect him. And she said he was flying off that courthouse. The boys was chasing him and he was doing hurdles like he was in the Olympics. She said he was moving. Up your dudes was chasing me. I don't know what's going on, but I know that he was moving. See, we don't know where evil is. And that's why it's important that you can be encouraged. You can see somebody. And the Lord said, pray for them. Huh? I'm in a situation with cops and sitting there about to arrest them. I just want to pray for this person. You have to be obedient. I read on, it says, my cup runneth over. Runneth over. Surely, Brother Michael, surely Brother Devine. Good shit. I like the word good. It just does something to me when I say word. Good. What comes out of goodness?
Mercy.
Mercy. I'm getting ready to close right now. I'm getting ready to close, Brother Don. Goodness and mercy. Do what?
Will.
Follow. Me. Not sometimes. Not sometimes. But it says, all the days. Did you hear what it says? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. The days of what?
My life.
Y'all like a God that says that. See, he promised you that. That sure goodness and mercy shall follow all of it.
Thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, comfort.
Prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, brother, it's just flowing over. It's just flowing. It's just like a water hose. It's just flowing. Surely, goodness. Lord, thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. Because there's more that many of us could be doing and we're not doing. We become complacent in the kingdom. We always say, let the next person do it. Let the next person do it. God wants you to do it. He wants you to do it. Turn yourself up and be counted.
Lord, I'm
Yes.
And we open them for the sole purpose that there may be someone present right now that may have heard the word. And it comes to their heart. And that word is moving them to find the source of that word. And we open these doors that they may begin that journey, that they may come forth and show them.
Simply love. And so I come right now